The next patient is Balbina Miranda. First name, Beta Alpha Lima Beta India November Alpha. BALBINA. The last name, Miranda, MIRANDA. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old Hispanic female with a history of proteinuria that is being referred to the office for follow-up by Mr. Gill, GILLPA-C. Today the patient comes with a creatinine that has remained stable, 0.99, with an estimated EFR of 59. The fasting glucose is 80. The patient has not lost any body weight. She has been taking Farxiga 5 milligrams every day because of the presence of the proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with the with 434 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is still elevated. The lack of changes in the excretion of the protein could be explained because of the increase in the hemoglobin A1C from 6.2 to 7.3, period. Emphasis was made in the need for this patient to lose 5 pounds of body weight, change the diet and follow a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, continue with the administration of Farxiga and monitor the blood pressure and make sure that she takes the blood pressure medicines. Today, the systolic blood pressure was 160. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under fair control, whether or not this is an isolated blood pressure determination versus increasing the blood pressure as such. The patient is asked to take a log of blood pressure and bring it over for further evaluation. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is supposed to be taking pravastatin 80 milligrams every day. However, the total cholesterol is 245 with an LDL that is 146 and HDL of 58. I am asking the patient to check the medication bottles and make sure that she takes the pravastatin. If she is taking it, we have to use a different approach and different product in order to control this hypercholesterolemia, since she has so many risk factors that are with severe morbidities. Following number atrial fibrillation, status post-watchman, to the clinical examination, the heart rate is regular. The patient is not on anticoagulation. Following number, coronary artery disease, asymptomatic. The patient is taking ranolazine, R-A-N-O-L-A-Z, like in zebra, I-N-E, 100 milligrams BID, which is significant. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, oxygen dependent. Following number, hypothyroidism. We are going to reevaluate the thyroid profile during the next visit. Anemia, the patient is going to the renal carcinoid center. The hemoglobin is up to 10.2, and she has been receiving iron PO and PRN administration of ESA. We're going to reevaluate the case in March. We are asking the patient to review all the blood pressure bottles, write them down, and bring them to the office in order for us to make the necessary adjustments. Paragraph, I invested 10 minutes in the review of the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.